Salve e benvenuti. Welcome to the Italian American Herald on the air. I'm Benny Pinella, and today's program will begin right after this message from our great sponsor, Wilmington University.
Some of us need a different kind of university. One that helps you strike a balance between family, career, community, and education. Wilmington University makes it possible. Experience the WilmU difference.
Buongiorno, I'm Nick Alessandrini. This morning, as the traditional Italian holiday season draws to a close on January 6th, referred to as La Befana, or in the Catholic Church, Epiphany, Commissioner Teresa Morrison of the Delaware Commission on Italian Heritage and Culture will do a presentation about La Befana. She is the kind witch who brings presents to good children on Epiphany and coal to the naughty ones. Buon ascolto.
La Befana? Chi è? Parliamo prima in italiano? E il 5 gennaio viene la Befana? Chi è la Befana? È un altro importante personaggio che porta regali ai bambini italiani. Ma la Befana non ha l'aspetto benevole e gioviale di Santa Claus, né l'abito rosso e sgargiante. A Roma, in Piazza Navona, c'è una bella cassetta per le lettere da inviarsi alla Befana. I bambini, dopo aver fatto il giro della piazza e sostato davanti al presepe e ad ogni bancarella di giocattoli, scrivono ed imbucano una lettera alla Befana. Sperano così di ricevere i giocattoli favoriti. Il nome Befana è una derivazione popolare di Epifania. Secondo la leggenda, la Befana era occupatissima a pulire la casa quando i re magi la pregarono di unirsi a loro nella ricerca del bambino Gesù. Ma lei rifiutò, dicendo che non poteva lasciare la casa così sporca. Ma sembra che abbia deciso di rimediare in qualche modo al suo rifiuto. La tradizione la rappresenta vestita di nero, dall'aspetto di strega benevola, con la fedele scopa e un sacco sulle spalle. Un sacco pieno di giocattoli e dolci per i bambini buoni, cenere e carbone per quelli cattivi. Ecco perché i bambini che appendono la calza o il cestino alla catena del caminetto sono molto ansiosi di vederne il contenuto la mattina seguente. Che non c'è bambino al mondo che sia sempre buono, qualche pezzetto di carbone si trova sempre. Fortunatamente oggi, età del gas e dell'elettricità, il carbone non è altro che un'imitazione del vero, fatto di zucchero. Nelle famiglie povere i doni sono costruiti da arance, noci, mele e qualche dolcetto o giocattolino. Ma nelle famiglie ricche la Befana porta giocattoli costosi e moderni che riflettono le novità annunziate alla radio e alla televisione. Ricchi o poveri, tutti i bambini italiani sono felici che la Befana si ricordi di loro. Benché Babbo Natale mostri il suo viso rubicondo nelle vetrine dei grandi empori e introduca il giorno di Natale come giorno destinato allo scambio dei regali, tuttavia la maggioranza delle famiglie italiane rispetta ancora questa tradizione prenatale italiana. A chi ci guadagna? Naturalmente i bambini che ricevono i doni due volte, anziché una, durante le feste natalizie. Now to recap. We're talking about La Befana, another important person who brings gifts to Italian children. As a matter of fact, there's a special mailbox in the Piazza Navona in Rome for letters to Befana. They say her name is a derivation of Epiphany, Befana. We'll hear her legend and connection to January 6th and the wise men in a moment. She brings sweets and little toys to all good children, rich and poor, although the rich children also receive the latest model of toys. And she brings coal, twigs, or ashes to those who have not been good. Today's version of coal is a shiny piece of silvery black colored sugar. Now, let's hear how all of this came about as we listen to the legend of La Befana. It is the eve of Epiphany, the night of magic, when anything can happen. It is terribly hard for children to go to sleep on this night, but now they are tucked snugly in bed, dreaming of the exciting morning to come. Stockings, empty and waiting, hang by the fire. Everything is quiet. The house is very still. Across the dark sky, a strange figure flies like the wind. For a brief moment, it is silhouetted against the moon. The figure pauses in its flight, then dives swiftly eastward. Swoosh! Down the chimneys it pops. Quickly, it checks to make certain the children are sound asleep. Reassures, it cackles happily as it fills the stockings from a bulging sack. It is a witch. She is very, very old and bent, dressed all in black. Her white hair is long and straggly. Her nose is hooked, and she rides a broomstick. Her name is Befana, and she, not Santa Claus, traditionally brings gifts to the children of Italy. Befana pays her annual visit on January 6th, the date when the three kings offered their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the newborn Christ child in Bethlehem. In the weeks preceding Epiphany, many youngsters write notes to Befana telling her the presents they would most like to receive. Girls and boys in Italy have to watch their manners as Epiphany nears. Befana knows what they have been up to, and ill-behaved youngsters just might awaken on Epiphany morning to find a lump of coal in their stockings instead of candy and toys. Befana's story begins at the time of the birth of Christ. According to the legend, the three kings journeyed through Italy on their way to Bethlehem to worship the Christ child. A geographic wonder, is it not? They stopped to ask directions of an old woman who was sweeping out her cottage, and they invited her to join them. "I can't," she snapped gruffly. "I'm much too busy, and I've never heard of Bethlehem." So the caravan moved on, and the old woman, staring thoughtfully after it, shaking her head, she returned to her sweeping, trying to put the exotic travelers out of her mind. But she was lonely. Her husband had died long years before. She had always loved children and often wished she had some around to keep her company. Now there was a very special child, far away in some place called Bethlehem, wherever that was. "I'll go after all," she cried. "If I hurry, perhaps I can catch up with them. I want to see the Christ child too and bring him a gift." And so she set out with her broom and a sack of goodies for the infant Jesus. The way was long and difficult, and the old woman soon was lost. She never did find the caravan, nor did she reach Bethlehem. Yet the story relates she never gave up trying to find the Christ child. Befana still searches even today, even after all these centuries. Whenever she comes to a house where there is a child, she drops in to see if it might be the one she seeks. It never is. But she leaves a gift anyway, for Befana has come to realize, over the years, that her searching is not in vain, that in a way, the Christ child can be found in all children. In recent years, Santa Claus, too, has become a popular figure in Italy. Called Babbo Natale, or Father Christmas, he has replaced the Befana in many parts of the country. But Befana has been delivering her gifts for almost 2,000 years. Most likely, she'll keep doing it for many more. Arrivederci.
There's only one publication in this region catering to you if you're Italian-American. The Delaware Valley Italian-American Herald. The Herald is written and edited each and every month just for you by Italian-Americans like you. And it covers the entire region. Center City, Philly, South Philly, the suburbs, South Jersey, and Delaware. In English and in Italian, news, events, features that no Italian-American should miss. Be certain that you don't miss seeing it each month. Subscribe to have your own copy delivered to your mailbox. Just $27 a year for 12 issues. Mention Radio Italian Style and get your subscription for just $24. You can pick up the latest Italian American Herald edition at many select locations around the Delaware Valley. Or for subscription information, call 302-504-1274. That's 302-504-1274.
I needed a master's degree to advance my career, but I had to stick to a tight budget.
Did you know? Wilmington University is the most affordable, private, nonprofit university in the area. WilmU students graduate with 60% less debt than the national average, and many graduate with no debt at all.
Now I have the credentials I need for my dream job. My WilmU master's degree was the smartest investment I ever made.
Earn a degree that works for you. Learn more at wilmu.edu/impact.
Thank Commissioner Morrison for an excellent presentation and a great way to end our holiday theme program for this season. I'm Nick Alessandrini wishing you all a Buona Domenica.
Special thanks to Wilmington University President Dr. Laverne Harmon and Wilmington University for all their service to the community and for sponsoring this program. Tune in again next week and join us on the Italian American Herald, presented as always by Wilmington University. For myself, Benny Pinella, I'm wishing you all a Buona Domenica.
This concludes WILM's weekly series of Italian American programming. On behalf of all of those that make these programs possible, this is Melissa Canava Marino wishing you a good week and inviting you back next Sunday for the best in Italian American radio, only on WILM 1450 on the AM dial. Grazie per averci ascoltato. I nostri programmi saranno ripresi domenica prossima alla stessa ora da questa stessa stazione WILM. Qui è Melissa Canava Marino, che a nome di tutti i componenti di questi programmi vi auguro una buona settimana.
Dammi